Good morning, everyone. Saturday morning, early morning. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we never know what we're going to have to go through in this life. I have had to go through some things that have been mind-boggling. Having been around a wide range of people and behaviors, nothing would surprise me at this point in my life. And how do we come to grips with these things? Well, Lizette and I have come to the conclusion that we have to take one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. And as many of you know, my son has had an ongoing challenge with his mind. And it's not getting any better. We desire all of your prayers. And we've tried many, many different things to try to bring Mark to stabilization, but God has seen fit so far not to heal Mark. At times, Mark does better than he does at other times. Tonight was not one of them. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but when a person's mind is not working right, it can result in very strange behaviors. I've worked with autistic people. I've worked with people in mental health institutions. Before becoming a social worker, I worked in a mental hospital with mental patients. The brain is a very strange, strange organ, very sensitive organ. And so we do desire your prayers, but we do realize we're serving a almighty, powerful God who can intervene at any time he sees fit. We don't understand sometimes the things we have to go through. But who are we to reply against God? Who can say to the thing that formed it, "Why hast thou made me thus?" And we must continue to give honor and glory to him who has done all things well, even though we may not understand. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to him who are called, to them who are called according to his purpose. Sometimes it doesn't seem that these things are working to our good at all. But we have to trust in Scripture. And Job says, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." And so let us always remember whatever we have to go through, that underneath us, the everlasting arms of God.